I don't know.
The stigma thing, I can't get my head around the stigma, though. It's so fascinating to me that you feel that. But it makes sense to me, but it's so irrational, I can't get my head around it.
Well, let's put it this way. I'll say this. I know probably 20 people that have had it. About 5 of them have talked about it publicly. So what does that say to you? In fact, a good friend of mine told me another friend of ours today, who is massively famous, who has a very squeaky clean image of, you know, kind of always doing the right thing. And he got it. And of course, he doesn't want to say anything, not for any other reason. He got it completely. He has no idea. But he doesn't want to say anything because he is afraid it'll dilute this image of, you know, him being this kind of go by the book guy or whatever.
So let's explore this on the other side of this, which is, are you going to keep wearing a mask just to signal? You don't need to once 2 weeks have gone by.
You know, I'm gonna wear a mask when this is over. I guess because I don't care, because it doesn't do many. Like, I got one of those Bobby's girlfriend Kalila, who is a lifesaver, she gave me so much great stuff to take. But gave me one of those blood oxygenator things or whatever.
Oh, yeah, good. That's good to have, yeah.
So I've been measuring that every day, and it's been good. So I do wear the mask, and I've tried it with the mask, and it's the same number. So I was like, it's not a harm to me if it makes other people...
Oh, no.
If it makes other people feel good in public...
Yeah. So you're doing it again. You're doing it to reduce other people's anxiety,
yeah.
And it's kind of a signal. You're signaling cooperation, that kind of thing. It's fine.